Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dev Rishi from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on APJ Surendra Park Hotels Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Vijay Devan, Managing Director, and Mr. Atul Khosla, SVP Finance and CFO of the company. We will begin the call with opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Vijay Devan to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management team at APJ Surendra Park Hotels, I would like to welcome you all to our earnings conference call. The first quarter of FY25 has been a period of encouraging progress for ASPHL, with the company delivering its highest Q1 top-line performance. We continue to outperform the market in the upper upscale segment, with industry-leading occupancy and RevPAR. During this quarter, EBITDA has grown despite transient headwinds on account of lower air traffic growth, prolonged disruption on account of elections, and dip in MICE and social functions. Our confectionery and cafe brand, Fleury's, has achieved remarkable success during this quarter. We have opened our new flagship store at Mumbai near the Gateway of India. ICRA has revised the company's credit rating three notches up to A-plus stable, and this, along with strong balance sheet and new openings, will take the company on a faster growth trajectory in the quarters ahead. Our leadership in occupancy remains a key differentiator, with the highest occupancy rate in India at 94%. Notably, the Park Calcutta recorded an impressive 100% occupancy, with the Park Navi Mumbai and the Park Chennai also performing exceptionally well, with 98% and 95% occupancy rates, respectively. Our consolidated total income stood at 138 crores, reflecting a near 6% Y-on-Y growth compared to 131 crores in Q1 of FY24. RevPAR reached was ₹6,053, supported by an ARR of ₹6,473. The F&B segment contributed 58 crores, accounting for 42% of the total income. Normalized EBITDA, excluding ESOP cost, for the quarter was at 43 crores, marking a 7% Y-on-Y growth, with the EBITDA margin stable at 31%. Despite a 6.3% increase in costs, our margins remain steady, supported by operational efficiencies. These efficiencies, along with strategic cost management, played an important role in maintaining our margins and reinforcing our leadership in the upper upscale segment. Profit before tax stood at 25 crores, reflecting a robust 102% Y-on-Y growth. This strong performance was supported by significant reduction in interest costs following the company's complete debt repayment last year. Interest costs have dropped from 16 crores in Q1 FY24 to ₹3 crores in Q1 FY25. As a result of all this, normalized PAT for the quarter stood at 17 crores, representing an impressive 115% Y&Y growth. However, during the quarter, we recorded a one-off non-cash deferred tax charge of 19.3 crores related to our property on EM Bypass at Calcutta. With the commencement of this project, the land has been reclassified from investment in property to stock in trade, enabling the company to benefit from indexation. This indexation benefit would have not been possible beyond July as per the change in policy. Overall, PAT for the company stood at minus 2 crores against 8 crores Y on Y. During the quarter, we made notable progress on our upcoming pipeline of hotels, focusing on planning and development activities that will support our future growth. Currently, we operate 33 hotels with a total of 2,395 keys, and looking ahead, we plan to add 24 more hotels, bringing an additional 2,450 keys over the next 5 years. This will increase our total number of hotels to 57, with a combined capacity of 4,845 keys, amounting to near doubling of the inventory. This year, we plan to open 6 hotels, totaling to 215 rooms. The Palace Chettinad is now ready for opening. It opens for trials this Sunday and opens to the public in the first week of September. To let you know, the hotel is fully booked from September 10 to September 13 with an ARR of 13,000 and is also booked from fully booked from September 27 to October 1 for the Chettinad festival, and we are very confident this hotel will add substantial amount of revenue to our top line in the quarters ahead. The Ranbaz Palace at Patiala is also ready for opening in October 24, and these two luxury hotels will set new benchmarks in the hospitality sector and add to our growth story as well as both in the luxury sector and ARR. Our new development projects are proceeding as per schedule, with construction set to begin for the Park Pune Hotel in December, followed by the expansion of the Park Vizag property early next year. Additionally, our major project at the Kolkata EM Bypass is also on track. During the course of this year, we are renovating and upgrading 10% of our inventory. 56 rooms have been upgraded at the Park New Delhi, and an additional 20 rooms are presently undergoing renovations, and these will be ready by October 24, and well before the tourist season. 15 rooms are being planned for renovation at the Park Vizag during the course of this year. In addition to this, Roxy at the Park Calcutta, which is our leading bar, is being redesigned to elevate the bar and nightclub experience, and 601, our restaurant at Park Chennai, is also getting renovated to enhance the dining experiences. These strategic investments in development and renovation position us for strong future growth and continued market leadership in the upper upscale segment of the hospitality industry. In the F&B segment, we registered a 17% year-on-year increase in the Flurries business. Since April 1, 2024, we have opened 10 new Flurries outlets, bringing the total number of Flurries outlets to 86. This includes 4 new outlets in Mumbai, 2 in Calcutta, 2 in Bhubaneswar, and as of yesterday, we have opened 2 new outlets in Siliguri in North Bengal. We remain committed to our growth strategy in the F&B sector, with plans to reach 100 Flurries outlets by September and 120 outlets by the end of this financial year. The expansion will take us to new cities, including Hyderabad, New Delhi, and Visakhapatnam. Over the next 5 years, we plan to add 40 to 50 new outlets annually, strengthening Flurries presence across India. We expect our Flurries business to surprise everyone on the upside in the quarters ahead. We would like to reaffirm our strong commitment to growth initiatives and financial discipline. The decade-long hospitality upcycle has just started, and we are well positioned to capitalize on the opportunities ahead. While Q1 reflected some transient softness, we anticipate the persistent demand-supply imbalance in the industry, particularly in the key growth markets, which sets the stage for sustained double-digit growth for the industry in the quarters ahead. Our future results are going to reflect that as well. We remain fully committed to achieve superior performance, superior governance, and sustainable growth. Thank you.
Sir, should we open the floor for questions?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Archana Gude from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on the operationally strong quarter. So I have three questions. Firstly, on the occupancy. So what would be the ideal mix of incremental growth in occupancy and ADR for us on a sustainable basis? Given we are already ahead of the industry on occupancy, how we should expect ADR growth to move in the near term?
So occupancy, as you know, has always been our biggest strength. Even during the 2 years of COVID, we recorded India's highest occupancy of 67% and 74% in the 2 years of COVID. And why occupancy is high at Park Hotels is for the reason that we run a very sophisticated AI-based revenue management system. We have a high percentage of repeat customers, and actually this percentage of repeat customers has gone up by at least 3 percentage points in this quarter. And of course, we have a strong loyalty program. We have a very strong sales and marketing team. And more than that, we run our hotels as entertainment destinations. And because we are strong in entertainment and nightlife, our weekend occupancy also tends to be very high, and this accounts for very high occupancy and market leadership in occupancy for Park Hotels. To specifically answer your question, we expect the occupancy to remain at this level because this is the peak occupancy. Though 100 could be a target because our hotel in Calcutta has been doing 100% occupancy over the last 5 to 6 years, barring the 2 COVID years. That will always remain a benchmark, but I expect the occupancy to remain in this range of 93-94% for us. And since there is a huge demand-supply mismatch which is happening in the country, if I was to look at the overall country, the demand is expected to grow at 10.5%, and the supply side is only expected to be at 8% as per the industry report. But in the key growth markets where we are present, the demand is expected to grow over the next 3 years at 9.2%, whereas supply side is only going to grow at 5%, and we are going to gain from this in terms of the ARR. So we expect that the ARR growth in the coming quarters as well as in the coming 3 years, for us at least, is expected to be on the higher side and in the double digits.
Okay. So when you said double digits, should we take it as higher mid-teens?
No, we have to watch how the market proceeds. The first quarter has been quite muted for the industry. And the quarters ahead, and particularly the start to the second quarter, has been very good, and I expect that the quarter three and quarter four to be even better than quarter two going forward. So the ARR increase is already happening, and it will continue to happen quarter two to quarter three to quarter four. So we expect overall double-digit growth in our business.
Right, sir. So this 17% YoY growth in Suresh is really commendable. Given the strong slate of openings in near term, how we should expect the revenue and profitability to move?
So to me, it appears that, you know, Suresh is really going to surprise on the upside in the coming quarters, because these 10 outlets which we have just opened, the real benefit of this we are going to see in the coming quarters. We have had absolutely remarkable success in Mumbai at our flagship store at near the Gateway of India. We are seeing record footfalls. In fact, over the last 2 weekends, and particularly on Sundays, we have recorded close to 600 covers on each of the Sundays. And we are also seeing very high footfalls at our two kiosks at the Mumbai airport. So all in all, as more Flurry's outlets open in Mumbai and in West Bengal and in other cities, I expect that Flurry's is really going to surprise everyone on the upside. So 17% top line growth has already been achieved, which is a significant number. So expect even higher growth in the coming quarters.
So can this 13% EBITDA margin can move to, let's say, more 200-300 dips in next few quarters?
EBITDA margins also in the industry, this industry, as we know, it works on a 40-60 formula. 40% of the revenues generally take place in H1, and 60% of the revenues are in the second half of the year. So we expect that the EBITDA margins are going to further improve in the coming quarters.
Sure. And so lastly, I'll squeeze in just one more question. Can you give us some more color on the 5 old hotels in the development in terms of timeline, location, and number of rooms and capital expenditure?
So the new hotels which we have planned is which are part of the presentation. Firstly, we are starting construction on our hotel project in Pune, which is a 200 room hotel. It is going to be ready in FY27 with 200 rooms at a additional cost of 200 crores. And then we have construction which will commence in quarter four for the additional rooms at Vizag, which is 100 rooms. This hotel is going to be ready in FY28. It will open in 28 and it will have a cost of about 100 crores. The big project, as you know, is the project at EM Bypass, where the project has commenced in terms of permissions and in terms of design and architecture, and various permissions are currently underway, and construction on this hotel will start next year. Now, this is a mixed-use development. It has about 100 apartments and a 250-room hotel. This is being done in joint development agreement with the Ambuja Neotia Group, which is the strongest real estate player in the city of in West Bengal. And we plan to sell the apartments, and the hotel is going to be built from the sale of these apartments. And so it is going to be virtually having no cost. So the proceeds of the apartments are going to be used for the construction and for the building of the hotel. So This is expected to be ready in 29. And of course, there is work which has already started on our 250-room. The designers have been appointed for a 250-room hotel in Navi Mumbai, and also for our hotel in Jaipur, which is going to be a 100-room hotel with large banqueting facility. So our projects are well on course, and they will add considerable value in the years ahead.
Right, sir. So thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jianani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, my question is again, since we are at extremely high occupancy rate, which is just a regain, as you pointed out. So I was trying to gauge the revenue growth profile that we are looking for the next few years, say, for FY25 and the projects as a whole. Because the projects that you announced on properties, that will take time, as you just highlighted that some of the properties that you started construction, that obviously will come, some will come in FY27, 28, 29. So what I was trying to gauge from the perspective is that since occupancy, we are already at a very high rate, so the growth can come from the average room rate that we earlier alluded to. You also highlighted some renovation for the properties. So just wanted to check, and obviously third growth lever would be tourist business that you highlighted. Considering all these factors, what is the kind of revenue growth you are looking at for FY25 and 26? Considering the fact that the own properties that we just alluded to will take time to come up in the system. So what kind of revenue growth are you looking at for FY25 and 26?
So firstly, we do not believe in giving future guidance, but to give you some more information. Firstly, as you know, we are adding 215 keys during the course of this year, out of which 165 keys are on the asset-light side of the model, and the balance are on lease, the balance 50 plus rooms are on lease. In the coming year, which is the following year, which is 25-26, on the asset-light side of the model, we are going to add 5 new hotels, which are already signed and are going to be opening. So this will add about 350 keys. So this year, the addition of keys is 215 with the two properties opening on lease, which is the Chettinad Palace. The Palace Chettinad and the Ranbas Palace at Patiala. So these two lease properties are going to significantly add to our top line and to our EBITDA growth. And of course, we have a very strong plan for Flurries, which will continue to be there. And as I said, that Flurries is really going to surprise everyone, not only in the quarters ahead, but in the years ahead. This business is the fastest growing business, not only for us, but is in India. And we have always provided for industry leading margins in Puri, and we will continue to provide for this industry leading margin of in and around the 20% mark. So, and the new properties, they all open one by one from 27, 28 to 29. We have a capital outlay of around 900 crores for these properties, and these will all significantly add to our top line growth as well as obviously to the EBITDA margins.
And average addition of EBITDA, even if we take revenue, will be about 1200 crore over 5-year period. So these can financing can be done from the internal accruals. although we will be taking some keeping lines of credit for the time gap and pushing the projects faster. Net cash, we intend to remain positive quarter-on-quarter basis.
Sir, just a little question on that front. For FY 2026, we'll not be having any own property that is that will add up. Just one clarification, please.
To answer your question, since our balance sheet is very, very strong and we have a very top-line, top-notch credit rating, we are well positioned for both, for particularly for inorganic growth. There are various discussions which are going on in terms of inorganic growth, and hopefully there should be announcements in the quarters ahead.
Sir, just last question from my side. How much properties are you looking? As you said that, like this year, there is a plan to renovate about 10% of the property. So is that the kind of run rate that is there every fiscal? And what is the kind of, you know, average room rate increase you see post-renovation? That is my last question.
So, we would be happy to renovate more rooms or refurbish more rooms, but we have kept it at roughly about 10% of this during the first half of the year, every year. For the reason that we do not have available rooms to actually put them under renovation because of industry-leading occupancy in the country. So we will maintain this 10% development work or renovation work in our existing hotels. That will continue. And the blended ARR is between the new rooms and the existing rooms, we expect the blended ARR for the new rooms overall, the blended ARR to be higher by about 10%.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for questions, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Our next question is from the line of Pranay Shah from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my one question is that, in spite of our, in terms of an F&B, we are seeing a dip as percent of revenue from 44% to 42%, in spite of flurry revenue being increasing. So what has been impacting there? Are you seeing some slowdown in the MICE activities or wedding activities over there? Or some on the renovation is on the work in terms of the banquets and all?
So a good question, because, yes, as I mentioned, that there has been, you know, certain transient tailwinds, which have impacted performance of all the hospitality companies by and large. And the reason for the F&B is because of extreme weather conditions. We have gone through a period of extreme heat in the months of May and June. And then, of course, there have been a prolonged phase of elections. And lastly, of course, the reason is that the number of social functions which were there last year, that is the wedding functions, they have sort of substantially reduced.
Okay. And sir, my second question is on the line of, in terms of the Q2, how are we seeing Q2 as compared to the last year being performance, since we are in the middle of the quarter? And also on the, your new open outlet of flurries at Gateway of India. So how it is doing as compared to other flurry outlets, and are we seeing the similar run rates to be followed, or is there an increase in the run rate, monthly run rate for the flurry outlet?
So firstly, going back to your first question, in terms of social events, I just wanted to add that last year in the first quarter, there were 23 wedding dates, and this year there were only 4. So that has sort of impacted the hospitality industry's performance in terms of F&B. And we have also got we have produced a slightly lower percentage for the food and beverage performance, as you mentioned, from 44 to 42. But going ahead, the wedding season in quarter three and quarter four is looking very, very strong. With between the two quarters, there are going to be at least 29 to 30 wedding dates, and that's going to significantly take these two quarters, at least quarter three and quarter four, substantially higher. Flurry's run rate at the gateway of India has really surprised us as well, and it continues to surprise us on a day-to-day basis. In fact, by end of day today or early tomorrow, we are opening yet another outlet of Flurry's in the same area. This is going to be at the Kolaba Causeway. And then we are opening our third outlet in Mumbai at the Mumbai airport. This is at the Mumbai airport. We have two kiosks right now. And we open our third outlet of Flurry's in the food court at the Terminal 2. We are expecting very high footfalls in all these outlets going forward, and they have surprised us, and Flurry's is going to, as I said, surprise everyone in terms of its performance going forward as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants. If you wish to register for questions, please press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. Our next follow-up question is from the line of Bharat Gianani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. My question is obviously you highlighted a very good...
Sorry to interrupt. Bharat, so you're sounding a lot distant right now.
Hello. Is it better now? Hello.
Slightly better, sir. If you're using speaker mode, may we request to use the handset mode, please?
Sorry, better. Hello.
Much better.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is again on the Flurry's side. You stated that you highlighted very good growth plan of the Flurry's business. So obviously, it's going. The share of Flurry's is going to rise in the revenues going ahead. So my question is, what impact it will have on the margins, considering that you know Flurry's is, if you compare it to the hotel business, is at a much lesser margin. So overall, what kind of an impact it will have on the margins at the consolidated level for the next 2 to 3 years?
So Flurry's business at present is about in the range of 7 to 8% of the total top line year end, when I'm saying the last year. As the other businesses are also going, Flurry's is also going, so it will remain to the extent of about 10% of the it will move to around 10% of the top line, and it gives about 20% of the stabilized EBITDA margin. So compared to, of course, hotel business has a has around 35% or 36% of the EBITDA margin as you go the over the period. So that has already been factored in this ratio also. So it will not affect the overall EBITDA margins, and they will remain in the similar range as year end. Last year also we closed clocked at 35+. So it will be increasing only. So it will not make a dent in the overall margin. As Flurry's increases, so top line as a total percent of top line, it will be remaining about 10% of the business, so which will not affect that much. And also in Mumbai, as the footfalls are very high, the slowly our pricing power also increases, and the margins will remain 20% around.
No, so to add to what Mr. Khosla has just mentioned, there are another distinct change. One is that Flurry's business is expanding at a fast rate and performing exceedingly well. The second is, don't forget that we are opening two luxury palace properties during the course of this year. And as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we are opening Chettinad in September, and we already have bookings. Hotel, which is a 15-room hotel, is already fully booked for the period 10 September to 13 September at an ARR of 13,000 rupees. And then again from 27th of September to, I think, October 1st for the Chettinad Festival at similar rates or even higher. So these, and then the it is going to be supported by the opening of a super luxury hotel at Patiala, which is the Ranbas Palace. Now, these properties are really going to push the ARR and the margins up significantly. So the slight reduction, which is going to happen because of the fast-growing Flurry's business, is going to be suitably compensated by high ARRs from these palace hotels to give the overall EBITDA margins to be at the same level, or if not higher.
Oh, sir, that's clear. And one more question from my side. What are the CAPEX plans, given that we have a lot of properties, we are starting a lot of construction for the new properties that would come up in from 27. And how, now obviously we are debt-free, but what is the kind of debt equity you are looking at in the next 2 to 3 years? Because we would have slightly higher capex for the properties that would come up from FY27.
So the way, firstly, before I'll give it to Mr. Khosla to answer it, the way we have planned, we will continue to remain a debt-free company to push these existing plans, because there is going to be sufficient accruals happening. Like last year, we achieved an EBITDA of 205 crores. And this year, our CAPEX plan is only about roughly in the range of 150 to 160 crores. With growth, obviously, we will remain cash positive. And this will continue to be our strategy in the years ahead, to remain debt-free and to be net cash positive at the end of each financial year.
See the capex requirement. Given we will be with around 800 rooms addition, plus Flurry's coming, about 40 Flurry's coming every year, will be around, and the operation capex requirement of 40 CR will be to the tune of about, up to next 5 years, will be to the tune of 900 CR. Plus, we will get 300 crore plus from the sale of EM bypass apartments. So, roughly 900, which will come 100 crores in 3 years from the FY26 onward. So, which will reduce my capex requirement as such also into the 600 crores. So, 600 to 650 crores will be my capex net cash requirement, which can further be, even if I take a calculate assuming 200, which is my EBIT of this year only, so that this requirement can be easily be funded from the 150 to about 180 crore requirement of the capex per annum, this whole which can be financed. Now, this financing will be done through this, but we will keep line of credit available for this and any other future growth expectations and pushing on the projects faster. So, if you can expect us to, but we will remain as usual net cash positive on year-on-year basis. So, that is the answer.
Okay, sir. Very clear. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sharma, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, coming to Flurry's business, which seems to be very exciting,
how much is the CapEx typically required for a tea room versus a cafe kind of outlet? Kiosk, I assume, will not take much. And for say 40, you know, Fleury's outlet opening every year, how much is, you know, typically will go in tea room and kiosk and cafe type of mode? So this is the first question. If you can answer this, I will put up the second question.
Okay, so to before Atul gives you the total numbers, we are operating in three formats, the kiosk, the cafe, and the restaurant. So the cafe, the kiosk, we are doing roughly in the range of, which is in the range of about 100 to 150 square feet. We are spending about roughly about 20 lakhs to do a cafe, to do a kiosk, sorry. And then we have the cafes, which are anywhere in the range of 400 to 600 square feet. Here our capex also changes from about 40 lakhs to 60 lakhs. And then we have the restaurant, which we normally do. The flagship stores we do, which is roughly about 1,000 square feet, and these we do at a cost of 1 crore.
So in terms of about we are opening about 35 to 40 tourist outlet every year. So even if in next 4 to 5 years we'll be opening around. Around 125 to 200 outlet, and the total capex requirement for that will be around 150 to 175, depending on a combination mix of cafe and tea rooms. So cafe, tea rooms, and kiosks. So this may slightly change, but it's an average capex requirement is about 35 crore per annum.
Second question is, sir, given the very top class quality and strong pedigree of Fleury's, do you foresee in say medium term 4-5 years this business becoming a very strong independent business, something in line with Starbucks or like of that? Are there any aspirations towards that? Do you foresee it, or it will remain the way it is, like 10% of the hotel business?
So the strategy will evolve as we go along. Yes, Starbucks opened close to about 100 outlets in India last year, and it has a very strong plan going forward as well. We are keeping the competition within sight, and there is no reason that why we can't achieve those kind of growth rates going forward once we have consolidated. The strategy will evolve. It's not there right now, but yes, currently it remains part of the main ASPHL business. But the strategy will evolve as we go forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's from my side, and all the best. Best wishes for the future.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, if you wish to register for questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you all, everyone. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and for showing interest in the APJ Surendra Park Hotels. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. Should you need any further clarification or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to us or to CDR India. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.